So I'm gonna be 100% honest. I don't really know how to start this show. So hello and welcome to a book club for writing about dragons. This shit, where we're gonna talk about some
Yeah,
smut.
there was some awkward silence while we were just staring at each other there for a minute. It's like,
I'm one of your hosts, Trevor Bettis. With me is B. Dave Walters.
smut virgin. Yeah.
And Aaron M.
I love
Evans.
this. I love this. Especially because I gotta tell you, so this is the book club for the first two chapters, right? These were fairly tame gentlemen. It's gonna get a lot
Oh
dirtier.
God.
You mean to tell me that Morning Glory Milking Farm is a monster bait romance by C.M. Nescosta is a USA Today best-selling author? Get the fuck out of here. Is
I
well, let me
I
you know,
mean,
okay, dear listener. Violet is a typical down on her luck millennial, mid-20s, overeducated and drowning in debt. Wait, where are my glasses? All right, they're not around here. We're gonna do it gorilla. And drowning in debt on the verge of moving into her parents' basement. When a lifeline appears in the form of a very unconventional job in neighboring Cambric Creek, she has no choice but to grab at it with both hands.
oh, God.
See what they did there? See what they did there?
Yep.
It's a dick joke, see? Morning Glory Farms offers full-time hours, full benefits, and generous pay with no experience needed. There's only one catch. The clientele is grade A certified prime beef with the manly, meaty endowments to match. Hands-on work with minotaurs isn't something Violet ever considered as a career option, but she's determined to turn the opportunity into a reversal of fortune. When a stern, deep-voiced client begins to specifically request her for his sessions at the farm, maintaining her professionalism and keeping him out of her dreams is easier said than done.
Oh my God.
Violet is resolved to make a dent in her student loans and afford name brand orange juice, and a one-sided crush on an out-of-her-league minotaur is not a part of her plan, unless her feelings aren't so one-sided after all.
Out
Coming
of
this
her.
fall to Fox, Morning Glory Milking Farm. Hey,
Hey, hey, hey, da-da-da-da,
This is not weirder than the idea of Orcus and the Raven Queen hooking up. Let's all be real honest.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it is. It is.
But
It's
okay,
weirder.
no,
No,
like,
can I, sorry, can I bring up something that I think is really fascinating about this? Because this
absolutely.
is actually the thing I'm real excited about. And I'm going to go ahead and be honest. I've actually read past, so I read chapter three, but I'm not going to talk, I'm going to, and I might talk loosely about chapter three because the first two chapters are a lot of setup, right? We don't meet the stern-voiced Minotaur yet. He's coming
Correct.
soon, guys.
Literally.
Oh, careful.
Literally. Anyway, but what's fascinating here is like when we talked about doing this, when we first saw the reels talking about this book by Summer England, and we were kind of joking about it. I definitely thought this was a book that was set up, assuming you were coming in very already into the idea of having sex with a Minotaur, right? And so I was like, this is going to be something. But what's interesting to me is that this is actually very clearly a collection of romance tropes that you would find in the kind of things your mom reads, right? You've got, a girl who's broke, and I'll spoil slightly, a guy who's clearly very wealthy and has a lot of power. This is implied in the cover copy. Come on.
He's out of her league, yeah, right.
Right, the guy who's out of her league, and she drives through the little town, the cute little town, and she's like, "Oh my God, I could live here. I would love living in this cute little town with its cute little cryptid families." It's a little different, but this is very much the small town fantasy that you see a lot in romance novels.
Small town, big pipe.
Yeah, and as we go forward, there are more, and there's just this linchpin of weirdness where she works at a sperm bank for minotaurs, but it feels like the way it's constructed, like it's these very familiar beats, and she's not the main character is not, yeah, yo, I want to have sex with a minotaur. She's like, this is a weird job. She's with us, the reader. We're saying, what the heck? And she's like, am I actually considering doing this?
Both she's like that and the staff are like that. And the rationale was another clinic extracts venom from cobra people.
Great.
It's just medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently. Well, oh, so no. You go ahead, Trevor. Sorry.
So my wife and I share an Amazon account. My Amazon Kindle recommends are already all over the place. But yep. Because of that, I actually have her highlights. Because she highlighted, and she's like, "What did you highlight?" I'm like, "I didn't highlight anything." She's like, "What the fuck are you even doing in a book club?"
There is a specific line that I want to call out, but yes, no, please.
Yeah, the one that I wanted to call that she had, which was, it's not any different than working at the blood banks or the organ trade in places. Some facilities extract venom from snake people to make medicines. We extract this. It's no different. I'm gonna give the author this. They actually did some like fairly good world building
yes.
in these first two chapters where like you've answered things I never thought you would.
Okay. Like even you are like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, right. Let me say something, dear listener. Aaron is sick. I'm fighting like a little sniffle thing myself. I wish you all could have seen the extent to which she sprang to life when we started talking about this smut book.
I love talking about books.
Like her Super Saiyan aura kicked in. It's like, bruh. Like, okay. So let me take a step back because I can't assume that, you know, you dear listener, well, presumably you're somebody that listens to what we do because this is a high hill to climb. But I can't assume you've heard every episode. And one of the first things that I called out, because Aaron is right. This began as kind of a little bit of a gag because we were watching Reels with Summer England, which was a little bit of a gag. And as we continued laughing about it, we almost did this book club on a dare, and here we are.
Yep.
And one of the first things that jumped out at me is I was like, she's a millennial drowning in student debt in a world with moth people and cobras and like, what? Like, why?
And the funny thing is that reading, I didn't even need to be told she was a millennial. I understood.
Felt it.
Well, Aaron, what was the R word that you used when I was like, why is this a thing? Why is this like this?
It's relatable.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Huh? You know, okay, Legolas's dad is an asshole. That's true. But, you know, Legolas isn't working at Starbucks to pay off his student loans. Like, huh, what? I mean, it's zone of safety, but I was like, what?
Well, I mean, like, to be fair, like, they're talking about people being on their cell phones and stuff like that. Like, it is very much a, like, modern-day fantasy world. I do, and here's the thing. I'm not expecting this in any way, but I will be honest. I will love if in the middle of this book, it just goes on a wild capitalism rant about how capitalism is ruining this fantasy world. Oh my God, I'd be so down.
I mean, go ahead. No, please, go ahead.
So I mean, this is like a thing about world building though, right? You got to choose what you're going to ground on and what you're going to throw in that's weird, right?
Yeah.
And so we started out with the very linchpin of this being kind of weird. And so to sort of support that, we have all these like things that are like, look, it's just like, look around, you know, this person, or maybe you are this person.
Yeah.
Right. And so here's this sort of like support structure that holds up. And what if you also wanted to have sex with a Minotaur that you professionally jacked off?
I need you to know something. Looking at the cover of this book, dear listener, if you
I
haven't
love that he's holding that, up the physical copy. Yeah,
Google Morning Glory. Well, here's the thing, because I did not want this to show up on the Amazon Kindle. I looked at this cover.
I have to tell you guys something.
Before I noticed the jack off machine and him like nutting all over her leg. I looked at this a lot.
No,
of times.
He's pouring a milk jug.
What's the book about? That's
I'm
Spooge.
Just saying, we don't know what it is. It could be symbolic. It could be symbolic.
It could be symbolic.
I mean, they might have said that to get it past.
That is a milk jug.
Readers.
Look
at what he's doing on his pelvis. They say in the book, they put the spoon.
I'll give you this. It is a very symbolic milk jug.
I mean, and that may be what they had to say because to get it on the shelves of a Barnes & Noble or wherever.
This is about the shelves of
Barnes & Noble. But to be clear, no, they wouldn't even let me come to the store to pick it up. But But I think I was back on the world building thing. I also really appreciated the fact that her coworker, when she's explaining all this, she's also like, you know, it's also not, you know, the way it is for humans, where like you're down at all times. A lot of us go through like heat cycles, right? If you're in heat, you're like, I have to have sex now. And it's not necessarily like a fun thing. And it's like that, just that extra bit of all these different creatures living here have these different, you know, ways of handling this, ways of looking at sexuality. I enjoyed that depth,
I
even
agree.
though I don't think that applies to this particular thing.
Oh, B-Dave's looking for something.
Yeah, another pair of my reading glasses. I got like 12. So I will tell you, this was my journey through this whole thing, because Aaron is quite right. The first two chapters are relatively tame. There's only one Minotaur handy that's given out, and it is setting things up, and it is pretty ingenious. Now, here's the thing. I was prepared to be a snob about this, especially because there's a couple of typos on the second page, and I was fully like, how dare. But it's pretty good, and there's one thing that she said in this that really stuck out at me. And I so much so that I had to like bring this up to my youngest when she's talking about again her millennial thing, that she'd arrived in the morning with a twist in her guts, what felt like sand coating her tongue, and some sort of nausea-inducing anxiety she'd always suffered from with every new class, new club, and new experience. The pressure of being a perfectionist, the unarticulated terror of being an automatic expert. I was like, I hear people saying that all the time. And I'm like, what?
Like, that doesn't sound real. That sounds fake.
That sounds as fake to me as jacking off a minotaur for money,
That
honestly.
is, I love that for you, but I also kind of want to slap you.
As someone with ADHD, that's my lived experience.
Well, it's funny because, like, literally, as I was reading that, I was going hand in hand with my youngest was doing her first audition for a Shakespearean play. She wanted to be Helena for Midsummer Night's Dream, and she
Hell
got it.
yeah.
She got it.
Hell yeah.
But I mean,
Nice.
I worked with her, coached her on the lines. I'm like, here's what she's thinking, here's how she's feeling, here's how to embody this type thing. And as a human, she gets very frustrated with criticism of any kind, even constructive. She's been this way her whole life. And I mean, I sugarcoat everything with her. I know you guys might think that I'm just like, get up, walk it off, stop sucking. But I'm not that person at all.
No.
I'm like, you're doing great. You know what I mean? Like that thing you're doing, here's where you turn it left, you turn it right, type thing. Keep doing it. And to her credit, she went with me on it. But she did tell me later, especially because later on when her sister was trying to tell her something, she gets incredibly irritated with her sister almost instantly, even when her sister's right about things. And I pointed out to her that again, that I'm like, nothing in life worth doing will you have mastered right at the jump. And dare I say, there is nothing that you've mastered right at the jump, because there's world championships for almost every stupid thing you can think of. That if you can stack jelly beans, I guarantee you someone can stack them higher. It's just,
There, this book reveals a Minotaur wanking concept test, B Dave. I'm gonna buy you coffee or something because that's a great prediction.
I bet you there's a quota race. I bet I'm gonna go ahead and say here in episode
That's
one.
the Act Three difficulty,
Yeah,
yeah.
there's a quota challenge, and maybe her beau,
Goodness.
who I've yet to meet, is gonna end up with a different handler. And
Oh.
I will say, all jokes aside, I haven't hated it.
Yeah.
I didn't think the first scene was super hot because I was prepared for it to be hot. I'm prepared for it
Yeah.
because, I mean, unfortunately, let's call a spade since we already made it like this. I identify more with the Minotaurs, so I'm like, how would I feel if this was like at
Just
no
wait till
point,
he shows up.
right? I'm like, at no
Just
point
wait.
am I like, how would I feel given a Minotaur handy? I'm like, I wouldn't, but how would I feel if I was?
Because you're the same height as one,
Correct. You know,
yeah.
like she's talking about the setups and the stirrups. I'm like, that's practical. That's cool. Okay.
Does he get a point of view?
Oh, I
Because
don't know.
I'm gonna be honest, I was flipping and there's like an excerpt at the back from, I don't know if it's this excerpt from a sequel or if it's like a short story. I didn't read it, but I noticed it's in his point of view, but I don't know if that's just.
I mean, isn't part of the fantasy that you're her?
I don't know.
I mean, okay, so here's the thing too. It depends on the book, right? A lot of them it's just one, but there's also something very like pleasurable and fantasy building in seeing the guy's point of view and seeing him like be really sort of drawn to her, to be like really like notice her, to make, you know, that she is something special, right? That it's not just like, yeah, I do like having sex and you have the parts I like. It's like you are unique and noticeable and desirable for what you are, right? And so and you know, seeing him get driven crazy, like this is a thing that you see a lot in romance, and it is sort of like having that done skillfully, I think, what is part of what makes it good. Like having those characters be distinctive, having them be unique people, like I find that more interesting to read.
This is the first smut book that I have ever read. But my wife has read them, and she has told me that like there are books that will like change perspective and everything, and change perspective between sexually presenting people and everything like that. And it is funny because she's like, yeah, sometimes not everyone does a good job swapping that. You could definitely tell who has talked to another gender or not or anything like that, and just kind of gone like, I think I know what's going on here.
Yeah. And hey, to be very clear, I'm laughing at all this, and I will continue to laugh at all this, but I'm not here to yuck anybody's yums. I mean, like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, this is a valid thing to enjoy, because I mean, I seen plenty of anime in my time, dear listener, and I seen stuff. So the fact that
Seen
I seen it, yeah. So the fact that this is written might be a higher brow form of that.
Yeah,
So,
that's fair.
although Trevor, do you have any more highlights to share?
Yeah, I had this one here, which was my favorite one that my wife highlighted. Says the goal of for every client is a plentiful, speedy collection. Violet felt her insides turn to jelly as the thought of seeing the collection process live in person already. But she squared her shoulders once more, nodding. She could do this. Sounds good to me. I'm ready for it. Page break. She was not, in fact, ready for
Yeah.
I was just like, I know where you're
Yeah.
going with this. I liked
Yeah.
that. That
I
was a
was
good
like,
break.
yeah, I love that
It
one. That's a fun one.
is clever. It is clever. It is
Yeah.
clever.
It got several chuckles out of me. Like,
Yeah.
and not for like laughing at it, laughing with
Yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even the typos, when I'm left to 100% my own devices, I'd ship something with it too. Like if I didn't have an editor, I'm like, I know what I am, Yeah. All right.
Any other things that we want to talk about for this book club episode, or?
But here's what I think might be fun is predictions.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Because we only know the first two chapters, and the first three
Okay.
chapters. I'm gonna say, especially knowing there's a sequel, I'm gonna say, mounting tension, forbidden relationship with the bull man. Probably runs into the bull man outside of work. He's a minotaur. Runs into the minotaur outside of work. Forbidden romance with the minotaur outside of work that comes to a problem inside of work. That's where I'm putting my money.
Interesting.
Especially if he has to go to a different person to collect his sample, and then it's weird. That's where this I'm it, sight unseen, two chapters in. Yeah. That's where I'm putting my chips.
I think I don't know who's gonna ask out who, but I think that is going to happen in the collection room.
Awkward.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes,
I
that is my prediction.
think, okay, so the two things I wouldn't be surprised to happen. One is that one or the other of them tracks the other one down outside on
Oh,
purpose. It's not on
oh.
accident, but they play it like it's on accident.
Interesting.
So is there a
Interesting.
HIPAA violation? Do they have HIPAA in this world? I don't
It's a
know.
hippo violation in this
I
world, yeah.
also, I also sus my suspicion for the conflict is that this is a weird relationship in that it's stemming from him visiting this clinic. That there's a lady minotaur, maybe? There's someone else. There's someone else that she's threatened by. Whether that's
Interesting.
reasonable
Interesting.
or not, I don't know. I don't know. But that's my theory, is that this is the sort of forbiddenness of this relationship gets played up in that way. Maybe she's not a minotaur. I just am curious about lady minotaurs. I'm not gonna lie.
I get
Hey,
that.
again, gotta save something for the sequel. I will say this because I meant to say it earlier. We were talking about that if it rails against capitalism at some point, which I think is probably pretty likely. There is a diatribe about how all of this is basically to make Viagra.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's
That
true.
I love and well, I love the fact that I'm pretty sure it specifically says human men. And I love that because I'm just like, yeah, there it is again.
That's another possibility, is that there's a human man that the triangle goes the other way. I just figured because he's high status, kind of, that we're doing
No,
that
yeah.
scene. There's some like business minotaur lady that she's like, oh
Business
no,
mentality.
that's who he's supposed to be with. But I do agree, especially given all of the like very on point, like the videos that she's watching just feel like that polished corporate, like the training videos you have to watch, the kind where they tell you why you don't want to join a union. That's what it feels like.
Oh my God. What if the collection place tries to unionize? Oh my God, yes.
I love it.
All right. Well, that is, I think that's gonna wrap our first book club episode of this. We're gonna be doing two chapters each week. Be sure to join our Discord where we're going to have a forum channel set up for each two chapters.
Will you just say how to make the tag? Because people won't get it. The when they join the Discord, they got to
Oh
request a
yeah.
tag.
So when you go to join the Discord, you click the link. It'll be in the description of this podcast. Once you're there, go to the announcements channel or not? No, the role and tags channel,
Rolls and Tags channel.
and react to the first message with the writing about dragons and shit logo. When you react to that, you'll get tagged as a Tangerino, and then you will have you'll see the channels for writing about dragons and shit there. And one of those is the book club. One of our awesome folks in the Discord, Alex, is going to be doing some like after episode discussions after these go out. Be sure to jump in there and talk with people.
Hey, we're all friends here, but no spoilers. So,
Yeah,
come.
behave.
There is a channel on there that's where you're done and you want to just talk about it.
Oh, okay, cool.
So if you, I think there is. I thought really hard about making it.
Yes, there is one.
So,
Yes.
okay, good. So yeah, so if you can't hold back and you zip to the end, just go there. But it's fun if you read along with us.
Yeah.
Just, draw it out.
Yeah, that's gonna do it for this book club episode. So no, till next time. Bye.
Moo.
Yeah, that's how we'll go out with these episodes. Moo.
Yeah, even I don't know what's gonna happen
Love
next
it.
time. That's where we are today. Yeah.